It's Wednesday, our double dose of poetry. One poem here, one on Instagram. Two poems, one poet. If it moves you, share the reel. Let the words travel. Today's poem is by Tess Ezzie. The house with my name carved into its teeth. Executive dysfunction is a kind of haunting, but not the pretty kind. Not the candlelit ghost girl floating through the hallway. No. This thing is a beast, with my name carved into its teeth. Every morning I awake to a body that forgets me, a body that misplaces its own pulse, a body that drops intention like a strip of clothing before the lover even arrives. My hands, God, my hands, they go spectral on me. I reach for the task and the task slips through like a secret I'm not trusted with. I reach for the day and the day folds shut like a trapdoor, and I fall through myself. Again. 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 People say, just start. As if I am not wrestling a monster in the foyer of my own life. As if the staircase is not rearranging itself the moment I look away. As if time hasn't been taunting me like a cruel ex who knows exactly where my soft skin lives. My to-do list is a fucked-up funhouse mirror. Every item shows me the version of me I should have been by now. I stare at her, mouth full of apology, spine full of fire, and I want her just once to step out of the mirror and stop pretending she's possible. I lose hours like lovers I was too wild to keep. I lose whole afternoons the way some people lose religion. Sudden, violent. A kind of holy grief, and yes, there is shame. The thick, wet kind. The kind that grows mold if you don't drag it out into the sun and scream at it until it dissolves. But don't mistake me. I am not asking for rescue. I am not writing a tender poem about learning to love myself in a haunted house. I am telling you, I am renovating this bitch with my bare hands and my broken rhythms and my stubborn, feral hope. I am ripping down the rooms that taught me to disappear. I am tearing up the floorboards where the shame slept. I am oiling the hinges with my own sweat until the doors swing open like they've been waiting their whole lives to let me through. Tonight I stand inside the ruin and I say, I am done being hunted by my own mind. I am done apologizing to the ghosts I did not invite. I am done calling this survival when what I want is a life. And somewhere, beneath the rubble, beneath the monster's breath, beneath the chaos of a body that won't hold still, I hear a heartbeat. Mine. Still animal. Still stubborn. Still learning to roar. By Tess Ezzie. More from her, including workshops, art, and creative healing, can be found on Instagram at The Moody Project. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Find One Poem Only on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and stay a while. If you join my Substack or Patreon, you'll get a copy of my book and access to episodes from my audiobook.